Hey, Tread, you've spent a lifetime of helping other people. How do you feel about that now?
You know, Pat, it's amazing that you asked that. People know, anybody can tell from listening to our interviews that these things aren't exactly planned as the way they go. Let me thank you, because I want to say something that I should have said before. When you help, I'm the type of guy that if I see an elderly woman walk across the street, bent over, decrepit, carrying four grocery bags, I mean, I'll stop my truck in the middle of the street, get arrested, but I'll walk her across. I do it just because it's a code of life. And I'm not trying to say my code of life is any better than anybody else's. Most of us would do it. And then you go about your life. I help about 50% of my time is help other people. I've done 1,400 seminars on shooting and fishing in my life, and I've never taken money for it. It just, to me, it was just an honor badge of code of giving back that I live my life by. But you know what? Never know what it meant. Here, I am helpless. Here, I have not hundreds of people, but 50, 60, 70 people. We just hit, 15 minutes ago, 997,000 emails on who knows how many blog websites, wherever it is. I've never sent an email in my life wishing me goodwill. My point is that when you know that you're in desperation and you know what it feels for someone to help you, and you've been the type of person who's never needed help in their whole life, you now, Tread Barda, for the first time in my life, truly understands what it is to help somebody else. And I want to describe that, because when you see a guy shooting a bow at a clinic or shooting a bow at one of your shoots, and he ain't the best looking guy, and he may have a little pot belly, and maybe he just bought his recurve on the internet, and you know, he's dressed in a wife beater shirt with a pair of marbles wrapped up underneath him, and he is a war vet, or he is a hurt or a paraplegic, or he's just a good old Bubba from Pennsylvania, and none of those comments that I make are derogatory in any way. When you go up to someone like that and you give him your time, unsolicited, and help him, you never have any idea what it means. I never understood what it means. It's so easy to give and easy to be a good citizen when everything is okay. But when everything is not okay in your life and someone accepts kindness to you, you know, I still have moments where I burst out in tears uncontrollably for no reason. That is not Tread Barda. I'm not proud to say that on the internet, on our interview. But when I burst into tears, it's because someone is showing me such unbelievable kindness. I mean, I had a bow hunter from California fly to the Craig Hospital here with his father, his 8-year-old son, and his dog. They had never met me. The kid is a fan of mine, and the kid wanted to come. I mean, how do you fight back the tears on that type of camaraderie? So my advice to all of you is help people more, but help them when you least unsuspect it, and also spend more time with them than you think. An old man fishing in Miami. I mean, there's more old people in Miami than you could shake a stick at. I mean, I think everybody goes to Miami to die, by the way, in a graceful manner. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But when you have an old man on a pier fishing for mackerel off a public pier, and you see the guy there, and you go get him a cup of coffee without even saying hello, and you say, you know, my name is Tread Barda, and can I help you with this knot and that, and may I make a suggestion? And maybe you look at his tackle, and you look down, and he's got old line, and you just walk off. Go buy some line and come back and put brand new line on his reel. you have no idea the impact that that makes. And I have changed that way. And I consider it a privilege, by the way, because I know that my fight out of here is going to be inspirational. I know that my fight out of here will help other people. I know that my fight out of here to get back on TV, to get back in the field, will affect millions and millions of other people. But you know what? I don't have the time to go bow hunting, you know. I only have 8 hours. You know, the weather's too rainy. It's too cold. It's too windy. You know, this is public land. We don't have big bucks here anymore. When people hear what I'm going through, they get millions of people to get out of the field and maybe hopefully stop watching TV. TiVo, my show, of course, and get out and do it. Because life—that's what life is—and I pray to God that God gave me this opportunity, and took my legs from me, hopefully temporarily, but if not, to inspire people and to drive home my philosophy of what life is all about. And that's the answer to that question.